Title: Break Noise Cleanup with Resampling Only Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something very drum and bass, very old school, and honestly very powerful. Break noise cleanup using resampling only. So no fancy denoiser plugins. No noise reduction. No gay doing the thinking for you. We're going to print auto, chop it, fade it, and commit. This is one of those workflows that makes you feel in control of a break, instead of just hoping it behaves in a mix. Because here's the problem. A lot of jungle and DNB breaks come with extra stuff. Hiss, final crackle, room tone, cymbal wash, and that constant air that sounds vibey in isolation, but once you build a full drop with sub, bass, synths, and tops, it turns into a cloudy blanket. The drums stop feeling like they punch, and the mix starts feeling smeared. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a cleaned break loop that still feels gritty, but sits tighter. And you'll have a repeatable workflow you can use on basically any break. Resample, slice, mute or replace noisy gaps, crossfade, and reprint. Let's set up. First, set your tempo somewhere DNB friendly, 172 to 176 BPM. I'll pick 174. Drop your break onto an audio track and name it Break RAW. Simple, clear, no confusion later. Click the clip so you're in clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, start with transients. And for transient loop mode, you can try off if you want it cleaner, or forward if you want a little more bite. If your break is already pretty chopped or glitchy, use a 1/16 grid. If it's more natural and roomy, 1/8 can feel less fussy. The reason we're doing beats mode is it tends to keep the attack of the hits punchy, which is basically your whole life in DNB. The transient is the attitude. Now, before we touch anything, we do a quick noise reality check. Loop 1 bar. Listen closely to what happens between the kick and snare, and especially after the snare tail. Ask yourself, is there a steady bed of hiss? Is there rumble? Is the cymbal wash just hanging around forever? Here's a really useful little check. Temporarily drop a utility on the break and hit mono for a second while it loops. White noise and wash can mask your perception of the actual hits. Mono isn't the goal. It's just like turning on a flashlight so you can see what's actually in the way. Also, do a silence audit. Zoom into the waveform between hits. If the waveform is still busy and fuzzy, when it should be calm, that's your noise floor living in the empty spaces. And the key idea today is this. You're not trying to delete all noise. You're deciding where the noise is allowed to exist. Under hats, maybe. Right before a snare. Probably not. Cool. Now we make our print lane. Create a new audio track and name it Break Print. In the track's input and output section, set audio from to resampling. Set monitor to off to avoid feedback weirdness. Then arm the track. This track is your commitment lane. Anything you do on Break RAW can be captured as audio, and once it's audio, you can surgically edit it. Now, we are allowed a tiny bit of pre-print shaping here, but the actual cleanup is going to come from resampling and editing. Think of this step as making the waveform easier to work with. On Break Raw, at EQ 8, put on a high-pass filter around 25 to 35 Hz. Make it steep, like 24 dB per octave. This is just removing sub-rumble that doesn't help your break, and it keeps your later processing from blowing up junk down low. Optionally, if the hiss is aggressive, do a gentle dip in the 7 to 10 kHz area. Nothing dramatic, like minus 2 to minus 4 dB. We're not trying to EQ it clean. We're trying to make the later edits less annoying. Next, a drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive maybe 2 to 6. Crunch, be careful with it. Crunch can make hiss jump forward, so keep it low, like 0 to 10, or even off if your break is already crispy. Then transients, try plus 5 up to plus 15. This is a psychoacoustic trick too. If the hits feel more defined, you perceive less noise because your brain locks onto the transients. Then add utility and set gain so your peaks are around minus 6 dBFS. This headroom is important. Printing too hot is one of the biggest beginner mistakes, because later when you compress or saturate, the noise comes up and you're like, why is everything loud and fizzy? It's because you printed too hot. Alright, now we print. Set your loop brace around 4 to 8 bars. I like 8 if the break has movement, but 4 is fine for learning. Hit record in arrangement and record onto break print. When you're done, stop. Highlight the recorded region and consolidate it. Command J on Mac, Control J on Windows. Now you have one solid chunk to work with. Now comes the main skill, slicing and cleaning with edits. We'll do manual slicing, because it teaches you what's actually happening. Zoom in on the printed audio. Use Split, Command E or Control E, and start splitting just before each kick and snare. You don't have to slice every single hat, but if there are loud hat splashes or ghost notes that you want to control, you can slice around those too. A quick note, try to cut near zero crossings when you can. That means you're cutting where the waveform is near the center line, not way above or below. But don't become obsessive about it. The real fix is fades. Even if you nail the zero crossing, you still usually want a tiny fade. Now, the core cleanup technique. Remove noise between hits using mute and micro fades. Find a gap. Classic example. After the snare tail, there's often a section where it's mostly hiss and wash, but the musical value is basically gone. Split right after the useful tail. Then split right before the next hit. Now you've isolated the noise-only region. You have two main options. Option 1. Delete that gap entirely. This is great for tight, modern DNB, like rollers, where you want the groove to feel controlled and punchy. Option 2. Keep it, but reduce clip gain. That's often better for jungle authenticity, because hard silence can make the break feel like it's been photoshopped. So instead of deleting, pull that region down by, say, 6 to 12 dB. You're not killing the vibe. You're just stopping the noise floor from dominating the mix. Now, fades. Fades are non-negotiable. Turn on show fades in arrangement. For most edits, you'll use one of three fade categories. Anti-click fades, 1 to 3 milliseconds. That's just to prevent ticks. Musical fades, 8 to 20 milliseconds. This keeps tails feeling natural while still cleaning the gap. Disguise fades, 30 to 80 milliseconds. This is what you use when you're trying to blend in a replacement piece and you don't want anyone to notice the edit. Pick one category per situation and stick with it. If you randomly use 2 ms here, 40 ms there, 10 ms somewhere else, the groove can start to feel inconsistent, like the break is changing texture every half beat. Also, a big warning, don't clean the pickup into the snare too hard. That little pre-snare smear, the hat wash or room tone, is often part of the swing. Beginners often make the half beat before the snare too empty, and then the snare sounds pasted on instead of embedded in the groove. So yes, reduce noise, but don't remove all the lead and energy to your main hits. Now let's talk about an optional but pro move, replacing noisy gaps with a clean tone patch. Sometimes deleting gaps makes the loop sound unnaturally edited, like it's stuttering in the ambience. So instead, find a tiny section of the break that's relatively clean. Even 30 to 80 milliseconds can work. Maybe it's a quiet bit of room tone, or a less crackly hiss. Copy it, paste it into the gap you want to fix, and fade it in and out. Use disguise fades if needed, like 30 to 80 ms, so it blends. This gives you continuity without that nasty, loud hiss spike you were trying to avoid. And here's an advanced variation that's still totally within the resampling and editing only rule. Manual noise ducking with clip gain. Instead of deleting one whole gap, split it into 2 to 4 smaller pieces and lower them differently. Like minus 6 dB, then minus 10, then back to minus 6. That mimics the way a gate or expander would breathe, but you're doing it by hand, and you get to decide exactly how it grooves. Now, while you're editing, do A and B prints so you don't lose perspective. Keep your earlier print as print A, basically before heavy edits. And your current working lane is print B, after edits. Mute and solo them back and forth. You want to reduce distraction without shrinking the drum feel. If you notice the snare feels smaller after cleanup, you probably cut too much tail. Restore 10 to 30 ms and listen again. Indeed, NB, the snare tail is often where the size lives. Alright, once you've edited your loop and it's clicking free, we commit again. Create another audio track called Break Clean Print. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Record 4 to 8 bars of your cleaned break. Then consolidate again. Now you've got a clean asset you can drag into any project. That's a huge win, because you're not redoing surgery every time you want to use that break. Next, let's make it roll like actual DNB. Take your cleaned break and create a simple 2-bar logic. Bar 1. Keep it mostly original so it establishes the groove. Bar 2. Make a variation. Duplicate a kick, or nudge a ghost snare earlier by 10 to 20 milliseconds, or remove one little hat fragment to create breathing room before the snare. That last one is underrated. Instead of eking hats down, just remove one or two hat fragments per bar. Instantly darker, instantly more space. No processing required. A nice workflow here is to consolidate each 1-bar or 2-bar version as its own clip. Then in your drop, alternate A, A, B, A. It stays energetic without sounding like a loop copy-pasted for 64 bars. If you want an extra sound design bonus that's still resampling-only friendly, build a controlled air layer from the break itself. Duplicate your printed break. On the duplicate, delete the kick and smear chunks, and keep only the hat and wash fragments that add character. Consolidate that into a little top's texture loop. Turn it down, and fade it in and out across phrases. Now your main break can be cleaner, but you still have vibe on tap. Or, even simpler, make a tiny DIY noise print. Take 100 to 300 milliseconds of steady hiss or room from the original, consolidate it, and loop it quietly under the break. The point isn't to add noise, it's to make the ambience consistent, so your edits don't feel like the room tone is randomly teleporting in and out. Let's cover the common mistakes so you can avoid the pain. If you hard cut with no fades, you'll get clicks and pops, and sometimes you'll actually damage the feel of the transient. Always fade. If you over-delete tails, especially snare tails, the break loses weight and starts sounding cheap. If you clean every gap equally, you can kill the movement. Breaks need a little unevenness to feel alive. And if you add heavy crunch or saturation before cleanup, you amplify hiss and make editing harder. Do cleanup first, then get aggressive later. Now a quick 10-minute practice exercise to lock this in. Load an Amen-style break or any crunchy break at 174 BPM. Resample it into break print. In one bar, delete or reduce two noisy gaps. Add fades so it's click-free. Resample that edited bar into break clean print. Duplicate it to 8 bars, and create one variation bar, like bar 4 or bar 8. Your goal is simple, make it cleaner without losing the break swagger. Let's recap the big takeaway. Noise cleanup doesn't require denoisers if you're willing to commit. Print the break, split around noise, delete or reduce gaps, fade everything and reprint a final clean asset. And for DNB, don't sterilize it. Control the noise so the groove hits harder. If you tell me what break you're using, amen, think hot pants, or a modern pack break, I can guide you on typical cut spots and fade times that match that specific vibe.